This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. On the November 6th ballot, there will be a statewide proposal to make recreational use of marijuana legal. It's called Proposal 1. Advocates say making pot legal will have all kinds of benefits, including increasing tax revenues for the state. Opponents of Proposal 1 say the legalization of recreational use of marijuana is bad for Michigan. Brian Ellis is a businessman and part of a committee called Healthy and Productive Michigan. He joins us now. So why do you feel recreational use of marijuana would be detrimental to the state?
I just don't think it's good for our society as a whole. The marijuana industry sort of targets and preys upon youth. In my opinion, in our society, I've been on a local public school board, and you know the data and the research shows that the younger you start experimenting with pot, the more likely you are to move on to harder drugs. And we have an opioid epidemic in our country, and I don't think we should make any moves that would further that.
Yeah, the research is varied on that, but I agree with you. There have been studies like that. You said commercialization of marijuana would go after kids. On what do you base that?
Well, I mean, if it's more accessible, it's going to filter into the hands of our younger people. I mean, that's just kind of a basic fact. If you see that, if you look at alcohol, just because the legal age is 18 doesn't mean that kids at 16 are not, that they don't have access to it. So that's where I'm coming from.
I've been looking at some of your op-eds and some of the concerns that have been expressed. One, you say it'll be a strain on the economy. In what way?
Well, I think the obvious revenue that comes in from that is there, that's more concrete. But there's a lot of hidden costs. I mean, the economy, and thanks to good things going on in our state, the economy is running kind of full tilt, but it's hard for employers to get good workers. You have to pass a drug screen. Many people would be disqualified. They would stay on, say, maybe the welfare rolls, if you will, because they can't qualify, in my opinion, if marijuana is legalized. So it just has this whole effect of kind of keeping people out of the job market, and I think we want our citizens to be productive and contributing to society, not a drag on society if they can, and I don't see how marijuana helps in that regard.
The business leaders I've talked to indicate that that's already happening. It's black market pot, yes, it's not legal, yes, but they still can't pass the drug test, so I'm not sure what changes then.
Well, I think more people would not pass the drug test. That's where I'm coming from. I agree with what you just said, but I don't think we need to make it ever that more easier to get your hands on. And, you know, how is our society helped if we have more people walking around in an impaired state?
You also noted that you'd expect an increase in criminal activity. In what way?
Well, I'm not an expert in this area, but it's, you know, the whole drug culture and the drug dealing causes issues in our society. Kind of back to my original point, if it puts us further down the road of moving on to harder drugs, which I believe it does, that has huge costs to our society that aren't good.
As I listen to the concerns about the use of marijuana, they're pretty much the same concerns about the use of alcohol. The war against marijuana has been pretty much a laid-back, decades-long version of prohibition. If you successfully persuade voters to vote no on Proposal 1, how long do you think it will be before marijuana is legalized nationally? I mean, we just saw that happen in Canada.
Right. Well, I liken that just because your neighbor runs off and makes a mistake doesn't mean you have to run off and make the same mistake.
I guess what I'm getting to is we're seeing states start to more rapidly address this and embrace the legalization of recreational marijuana.
Sure. Some states have. Colorado, for instance, and I know people that live in that state, and they say it's not good. When I visited the state, you can't walk down the street without walking through a haze of marijuana in certain places, and it's just not a good thing. And I don't think that's panned out the way they predicted it would be. And I don't see why Michigan has to to rush into this, and the national legalization to me is a completely separate debate. We have before us a choice here coming up in early November, and I think the clear choice is to vote no on this proposal one.
Brian Ellis, the CEO of Brooktree Capital Management and part of the group Healthy and Productive Michigan. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.